Today, Republican Rudolph Giuliani campaigned for the White House in England. Tonight, he's got a lecture and dinner with former Prime Minister Margaret Thatcher. But in this cash-crazed race for the White House, he also did something no other presidential candidate has ever done. He held a fundraiser on foreign soil. NPR's Peter Overby reports.
The event with former Prime Minister Thatcher is meant to establish Giuliani as the natural heir to Thatcher's old friend, Ronald Reagan. Thatcher gave Giuliani the Margaret Thatcher Medal of Freedom. Giuliani gave a speech praising the special relationship between the United States and the United Kingdom. Earlier today, he made that relationship a bit more special in a new way, with a fundraising reception targeting Americans living in London. It came up at a press conference this morning.
Given the expense of American presidential elections, every fundraising opportunity is important. You've got to take advantage of it.
And there is money to be taken advantage of. Presidential candidates cannot accept contributions from anyone except U.S. citizens and green card holders. But London is swarming with Americans in the securities and investment industry. It's an industry that has showered more money on Giuliani than on any other candidate. That's according to the Center for Responsive Politics. London has so many refugees from Wall Street because in this country, with the Sarbanes-Oxley law, their activities are more heavily regulated than they used to be. Tim Montgomery is a conservative political blogger in London.
So there is a huge number of Americans here with a lot of money. And so I think there's something quite wise and savvy about Rudy Giuliani coming over here to tap that money pool.
It's been common for White House candidates to send surrogates overseas to campaign and even raise money. But until Giuliani, no presidential candidate has ever gone hunting for dollars overseas. Robert Much is an independent historian of money's role in American politics.
To my knowledge, this has never happened before. And I think it's never happened before because it never made sense before.
Here's why it makes sense now. First, as Giuliani himself noted, the presidential campaigns are eating cash like never before. Second, more Americans work overseas in this global economy. And finally, those Americans, the same as others, are getting more involved in politics. And it's not just Republicans. Christine Marks in Geneva is International Chair of Democrats Abroad. She lists the hot-button issues from the Iraq War to global warming and says this.
I think that every American feels very strongly about many of those issues, and they want to make sure that their voices are heard.
Overseas voting surged in 2004. Turnout was up 75% from the year 2000, according to the Pentagon, which manages all absentee voting from outside the U.S. Where there are votes, there's money. So now it's cost-effective to go after big contributors in foreign cities. 2 weeks from today, Bill Clinton will hold a fundraiser in London for his wife Hillary's campaign. He'll already be there on a book tour, according to the campaign. And the following week, Barack Obama's wife, Michelle, will fly to London for two fundraisers. The campaign says it's a quick over-and-back trip. She doesn't want to be away from their children more than two nights. Peter Overby, NPR News, Washington.